for your Facebook advertising. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Rachel?
Yeah, hi, Gail. Hold on 1 second. Okay,
no
I got
problem.
I got the boss man here. See, I let him be the boss man when it comes to the...
Okay. No problem. No problem.
Okay, so...
Hi, Luis. How are you?
Good. All right, so I'm sorry I wasn't on the conversation earlier.
No worries. I understand you are one busy man.
A little bit.
So what
are you going to make me some money? I need to know, how are you going to make me some money?
Well, I'm going to make you some money by putting 123 on the first page of Google in the map when anybody searches for your services. And then an option that Rachel and I talked about was Facebook ads as well. If you're looking for more business, Facebook has been amazing for our clients. A couple of things, there's been a buying shift by buyers post-pandemic. So they're trying extra hard to keep their spending dollars local. So they're using Facebook. And then because they started doing that, Facebook, well, I'm sure the rebranding to Meta was already in the works, but they've made some wonderful changes. I was never a believer in Facebook ads ever, ever. I'd done them myself and I didn't get results. But with the new changes that they've made that are in favor of businesses, and then the way we can target and write the ads, so we're getting them in front of the right people and not the wrong people. So in other words, in front of the folks that are going to buy or more likely to buy and not in front of the ones that don't. Something else that I really like about Facebook is the retargeted ads, which I described it to Rachel. If you've done a search recently... What's that?
Then it comes back on Facebook and says, oh, do you want to buy this, that, and the other? Because it knows that you searched it, they use your office Facebook activity.
Yeah. So even more than that, those retargeted ads will follow into your games or into people's games, but into their Google feeds, their Amazon feeds. I mean, they get them out everywhere. And
so
those retargeted.
When people see them, they might see them all the time on scrolling through, and then you'd be like, oh, wait, I know that company. I've seen that name on Facebook several times. Or,
yep.
You know, and so if they see it on Google, it's like, wait a minute, I know them. I've seen them on
exactly.
Facebook.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, they get this sense of they know you, like you, and trust you because they'll have seen your Facebook ad or your retargeted ad somewhere in that magical, you know, 5 to 12 times that somebody needs to see your business before they'll act. The retargeted ads are wonderful at accomplishing those views. And what I hear a lot is from our clients is that their clients, when they're coming to them as a result of the retargets and the Facebook ads, is they thought about it, they searched it, then the ads started following them around. They didn't do anything about it. The ads started following them around, and then they'll see your ad one more time, maybe the magical fifth or sixth time, and go, oh, okay, I remember. Wife told me I was supposed to take care of that. I didn't get it done, and I know these people already.
So how quickly am I going to see my name on Google?
Like InkLife, I had her pull up InkLife, so she's seen that InkLife was in the first three, and that, you know what I mean, like how it was advertised here.
Yep, and really good question. So industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is 3 to 6, or well, actually now it is 6 to 9 months, we have to say, because there are some squirrely companies out there not doing their job. But we're Google Premier Channel Partners, which means we've been trained and certified by Google in one, how to use their products to best help our customers, and two, in how to best deliver your data to them so that we can get you on the first page in the map. And we're able to keep a closer eye on algorithms as they change So we're able to go into your account. We're in there regularly because algorithms change.
I'm going to Google right now. I want to see who's there.
Yeah.
What can we put in there?
What's the keyword? You were saying we could be the only one within a 50-mile radius. So how many keywords can you choose?
We don't have a limit. So, I mean, literally, I will take every service you offer and list it.
Okay,
I would.
Kitchen remodel near me. Let's see who comes up.
Let's do that. I'm going to do it too. Kitchen.
I'm going to do home improvement.
Auto. Spring Valley.
Home advisor. Home advisor.
Yes. You know, and see, that's the nice thing too about getting on the first page of Google in the map is you're always above the home advisor listing. They physically cannot appear in the map section. So their link is always going to be down below. So you'll be catching the more serious buyers that are looking for services right now because they're clicking to call you directly rather than being put through, for example, the home advisor system where they have to fill out a little web form and go through a bunch of questions and then they get to kick tires because it goes to five other people besides you guys. So that radius around you, we close, meaning we can't work with any other companies in that 50-mile radius that offer
so
any
no
of the
other
same
companies advertising with you guys?
No, ma'am.
Right now?
No, ma'am.
That's why everybody's been calling us.
Yeah, because it's open for programming, and our pre-screeners found, too, that, I mean, you've got nothing but good notations online, so that would be why you're getting so many calls. And Luis, what I did want to mention, I mentioned the industry standard to first page. It only takes us about 30 to 45 days to get you there. We're quick about it. We don't let grass grow.
Mm. Well, that's good.
So what is it that you guys are offering us? You know, on Google.
One of the first three in the search engine, like those three.
Yep.
Then a website, right? A logo, website help.
Correct.
Google business profile and $100 on Facebook ads. No contract and it's a flat fee, right? There's never anything.
So you're telling me, okay, you're going to help us build a website? We don't have one?
We do, but I haven't paid for it yet. I didn't publish it because we were supposed to have one through Angie. But I don't think that's going to happen. So.
No.
I have it up with Wix, but I hadn't published it yet because, you know, you got to pay for it. And I thought they were doing it for free with Angie's, so I didn't want to pay for it twice.
No. Well, I'm glad you didn't, actually. The Wix sites are okay, but that you end up with this goofy URL. I mean, there's something like 123 renovate. Well, more like, let me see, wix.site.something. And
yeah,
then
not just 123 renovations, whatever.com, not just like the actual.
Exactly.
Name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is an actual website. Nothing but 123 renovations and dumpster rental. There is nobody else advertised. And it'll be on a .com domain name that you guys like, something that works for you. I mean, if 123 renovations isn't available, then we can find some variations that would work and still be easy and usable. The Wix is hard to put on a business card for somebody to type all that in. It's hard to get to your customers. This will be something that you can easily give to your customers. And yeah, that's included. So they're kicking in a lot of items. We were actually granted extra discounts that we could apply this week for Black Friday. So I was able to get you guys in it. If we do the Facebook ads, you'd be at $2.99 a month, always flat rate, never anything more. That includes all your Facebook ads, website hosting, maintenance, keeping you, getting you and keeping you on the first page of Google in the map.
So
whenever,
you
when
said
they
$2.99?
Is $1.99 without the Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought it was with the, okay.
Yep, $1.99 without Facebook, $2.99 with.
Okay.
Yep. And
what on Facebook are you going to do?
So we'll write.
Toward the end.
Yeah. So we'll write, target, and run the ads for you. All you have to do is take the incoming calls that come from them. And worst case, so what we do is we buy a $100 block of Facebook ad credits, basically, for you each month. And then if your click-throughs count against that 100, so kind of like a debit account. So it's not going to be above and beyond that $100 spend.
You think your boss would let you do like the two-for-one? Because since we do dumpster rentals, would we be able to get an ad and targeted for in the keynote for like dumpster rentals and then a separate one for home renovation?
Absolutely. We can do both. Being that we're going to list both as your services along with, I mean, everything else that comes along. I mean, you mentioned handyman, painting, remodeling, doors, windows. We'll list all of those.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
We came up as the number one search, like, for all those different categories that people search for, house painting or drywall or whatever the case, and cabinet install. That would be awesome.
Yeah, custom cabinets, if that's something that you do. I mean, anything that you offer as services.
Do you have to check it? Like, do you have to check what services are already taken in this area or no?
No, actually, I've been looking and they're all clear. You're good. We apparently don't have anybody in your area. So that's awesome.
Okay. And it's not going against any like rules or whatever, because I don't want to be like listed as a contractor, because most home renovations say home remodeling contractor. So just as long as it's not saying anything like that, because we don't want to.
So the listing category is more internal and Google related. So we can take the general contractor category without calling you a general contractor in the search. But what it'll do, and this is more between us, our company, and Google, is that we wouldn't be able to work with another GC in that area. But you don't have to be found by or even called a GC as far as the search or your keywords goes. But that's kind of what I was thinking with GC, because then you're wide open. I mean, you can list all of your services. If you add services later and decide to start building custom homes down the road, then you still got the listing and you still got it locked down. That way it gives you some flexibility down the road if you want to grow too. I'm just trying to get you as much as I can for as little as I can. And that's a great way to do it, because it would lock out GCs from your area too.
Okay.
Makes sense.
You said that they help you like write the ad and get the photos and do all this stuff for like Google profile, the business profile. I mean, I know I can do that myself, but the website, I'm not really too familiar with doing. I just had like a little bit of it done on Wix, but
sure.
Just the wording and the ads and stuff. You guys do all of that?
Yep, we do. And you'll be able to see them and make sure that you're in agreement and that you like the ads before they go out. So not a problem. And same on the website too. You'll be able to tell us what you want on the website, what you don't. We'll definitely take your photos. That's a biggie. You know, if you've got photos and or videos, we'll get them up there. And you'll be able to go into your website, too, and make changes if you want to. If you don't want to or don't have the time, you just need to let us know, and we'll take care of them for you. And we don't charge for that.
And
that's
a call
included.
Call button, website button, all those, like, there's usually four across the front of the website the Google search.
How long will it take to put the little website together with our photos?
So if we call, I'll give you the full timeline. So if today is day one, the day we get you set up, between now and 7 days out, we'll get directory submissions out for you. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 of the most popular local directories. We'll get you out to all of them. which usually costs hundreds on its own, but we do, it won't cost you anything. That's done in the first 7 days. Your reporting dashboard will be online within those first seven. And that's an area on our website where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all that data so you know where your marketing dollars are going and what's working. And then website is up within 14 days. And Facebook ads, same, up in about 14 days. And then total overall from day one to see you in the map on the first page would be about 30 to 45 days.
Okay. Well, go on. Let's go on doing it. You got to manage yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I hear, let's go ahead and do that? Is that what Louise said?
Yeah, that's fine. How much do you pay right now for your Facebook ads? Is it worth it for us to do it with them having $100 credit and you pay $2.99 or you just, I think maybe just like, let's start with the $1.99 and then, no, you want the $2.99? Okay, I guess you said go ahead and do the $2.99 and then
now. We already have a Facebook page. We can link it with you.
To whatever you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so we'll use your Facebook page that already exists. You have one for 123. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course,
yeah.
I found it when I was
searching.
Yeah,
and I have a Yelp ad already, too, or a Yelp account already, too.
Oh,
like
awesome.
If you Google our name, it'll come up on search, yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yep, I found your Yelp. So that's one we won't need to hit. So we'll fill in any missing blanks on those directory listings. And that all helps amp your visibility, too. And part of it is the programming, but part of it is also the backlinking that we do. And then, of course, the directory listings. And then we tie everything together. So your Google Business Profile is going to be tied to your new website, to your Facebook page, everything tied together, all pointing back to one place, your phone number.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm wondering, because we don't have like a business address, but I don't really know if he wants, like, can we just put Spring Hill instead of having the whole address? I just noticed on Yelp that it's the whole address. I don't know if we should.
Oh, yeah, actually, you bet. So what we'll do, are you using a home address?
Well, yeah.
I'm using the home address, but I own a car dealership, that has office space, so I can use that address.
If it already has a Google Business Profile for that business for that address, Google won't let us. But what we can do.
I don't want to change the zoning part of it either, because that's in Brooksville, his dealership. So I don't want to say then it's going to put us over there. So we can use this address, but just don't list it publicly, maybe online.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. That was what I was going to say, too, is we don't like listing home. We can use your home address, but what I'll do is I'll tell them to omit the actual Fifth Street address. So you'll still show as a PIN in the neighborhood, but not close enough that somebody could drive to you and find you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me grab this, and now I do need to know whose name we're going to put it under. It will, and it would need to correspond to whichever credit card you want to use.
It's Lewis's business. Lewis Petrie, P-I-T-R-E.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You mumbled out just a little bit.
I'm sorry. It's Lewis's business, so just under Lewis Petrie is his last name.
Okay. And then we'll be using Lewis's card, too?
Yeah.
Okay. And, Rachel, I assume you're probably going to want to be our main point of contact for things related,
yeah.
Or... Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can take my number. I mean, it's different than the business number. You could call on that one or on my line.
All right. So let me pop over another screen, and, Rachel, I'll get your info... R-A-C-H-A-E-L, right?
Just E-L.
E-L. R-A-C-H-E-L. Oh, I like that spelling. And what's your phone number, hon?
352-848-8048.
Perfect. So I'm going to put you on here as preferred contact. So, what is your title in the company, Rachel? Co-owner?
I mean, dating, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really, like, anything on the
chief,
company.
Chief Smile. Chief Smile Officer.
Yeah. I just handle the phone calls and that kind of stuff.
All right. No problem. And then,
yeah,
now
can I be Employee of the Month? I want to be Employee of the Month.
Sure, I can list you like that if you'd like. Oh, too funny. And then I think I probably got Lewis's name wrong because I misunderstood it as Luis. How is his name spelled?
L-E-W-I-S.
Much easier than what I had. And you said Petrie, P-E-T-R.
Yeah, P-I-T-R-E. Mm-hmm.
P-I-T-R-I-E. I-E. P-I-T-R-I-E.
No, just P-I-T-R-E.
Petrie Dish.
I gotcha. P-I-T-R-E. All right. Okay. And what's the best email address for you guys?
Is this the one that's going on the listing? I think we need to make a separate one so that way I can answer the stuff. It's just a general one. Right now he's just using his personal email, but I can just say, okay, go ahead and do this, but then you got to answer stuff. So, I mean, if that's the case, I'd want to be able to answer it from, like, a computer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
So his personal email is just lewispetrie@yahoo.com.
That's easy. Okay. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. Just kind of make sure that they make it through. The first one is on, it's just informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics, just more info on it. And there goes that one. And it'll come from G. Buskey at Relevant Ads. That's our parent company. And then the second one, I've got a doctor up with your credits in here. Okay, perfect. Second one, I want you to have your exact price and package in writing. So that one's on its way to you too. And then phone number, let me see. This is actually, well, up to you. So we can have,
if you're just calling me, that's the number I gave you earlier. But
okay.
If it's for the Google site, it's got to be a different number I'm going to give you.
Got you. Okay. So yours is 5586.
No, that's the business number. Mine is the 848-8048, just for, like, kind of contact number.
Gotcha. Now, I got to send you a couple of texts. Would you prefer it go to the 5568 or to yours?
Yeah. Yeah, you can send me this one just, like, right now, yeah, because I have the phone. I'm talking to you on that phone now. But usually during the day, he takes this phone with him, so I don't have this phone with me.
Oh, okay. No problem. So actually, this will work out well. You're listed as the preferred contact. So when our technician needs to get a hold of you, they'll actually get a hold of you on your number. But for now, yeah, this is perfect. Did those two emails make it to you?
I'm trying to see. I don't see them yet. Let me look in the spam folder, maybe.
Just gonna say, and then
is this one synced to that one? Like, check your email, babe. Is this one email synced? I don't see it yet. You check the spelling, like lewispitre.
There it is. I had a typo in the email address.
Okay.
I fixed that. The good thing we checked. There we are.
Yeah, because normally it comes right away.
Yeah, there's usually not much of a delay. Oh, and then while I'm resending these, if you could check, I don't need the digits just yet. I like to wait for the end. But on the credit card that you're using, does Lewis's middle initial or middle name appear, or just first and last?
Middle initial, usually. What card are you going to use? Is this what they're going to charge, that card every month?
Correct. And you're welcome to go in. What's that?
It'll be on an auto pay?
Yes. And you can go in through your dashboard anytime and change that number too.
Okay.
If you want to switch to a different card at any point, you can certainly do that.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to go
sure.
with Brianna. So if it's in the truck, can I just stick in all over there? Is there a charger in the car? Yeah. Okay. We're good. Okay. I'm going to run out real quick while I'm talking to you.
No problem. And I'm filling in a couple of things. So part of my job is to make sure that we've got all of your information right. So I do a lot of checking and double checking as we go. And then we'll also set up an onboarding call, and that's going to be a call with your technician. I'll call you with your technician, I should say. And they'll go over quality control. So one more double check to make sure I got everything right. We don't have anything that's off. Let's see here.
Are you going to send, is there some sort of, agreement or whatever?
So, yes.
Something,
so I'll send you.
I just want something to show that we're not going to.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Exactly. No. We send you a terms and conditions. We don't do contracts. So the short answer is yes. And that'll come in just a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm just filling in some blanks and doing some double checks and cross checks here while we go. I'm still in love with that kitchen.
It's so pretty. If you've seen the before picture, you'd be like, holy shit, I cannot believe it.
I bet.
I mean, it was so disgusting. This house was roach infested, rat infested.
Oh.
I mean, when I tell you this house is disgusting. And
wow.
Yeah, it was awful, and it just looked so much different. It was like all
wow.
brown. It was brown cabinets, white.
Ew.
Formica. And the top had, that vinyl, the floors and schoolroom lunchroom.
You.
Yeah, giraffe.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
good. Wow. Wow. Now, was that a flipper for you?
Really. Yeah.
Was that a flip?
I think he bought it, I think, for $205, and we're actually just taking it off the market. We had it for $400, but we have some friends that are looking to rent. So we're like, shoot, I mean, the mortgage is so low. Maybe since it's only $200, maybe we'll just Airbnb it because we have a few.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Absolutely.
It's rented all the time. We get $140 a night for this one. I clean it.
Nice.
So we don't pay a fee to clean. I just go over there and clean it, and then the mortgage is only $1,500, but we're charging how much? 30 days times $140, whatever that is.
Nice. Yeah. Wow, that is really awesome.
Possible.
That is awesome.
Any which way to make a few bucks,
Oh, hey, absolutely. And I just bombed your phone like a bad ex-girlfriend. I think I sent three or four texts. Yeah, I'll explain them when you have a second.
Okay, let me see. You sent it to the 5586, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there's local splash tracking, call tracking, something. Hold on. Okay,
yeah.
Customer service, you can reach, call tracking info. Okay.
Perfect. So I want you to put me in your phone. If you ever run into problems, have questions, you can always call me. I'm considered the lead on your account, and I'm always here if you need anything. And then the customer service one that I texted is where you'll reach your technician. And in full transparency, you'll probably talk with your technician more than you will with me, because they're the ones that are going to be hands-on. But I'm always here, and I always take my calls. And if you go to my voicemail, leave me a message, and I'll call you back. So I want you to have me.
So who is going to be the one for, like, the website and stuff? Is that a third party?
No, it's in-house. One of our people in-house will handle it. And usually it's one of three or four people, Gabriel, Kristen, Moises, usually one of those three. And that'll actually get assigned once we get finished setting your account up. They're all wonderful. I'd like to tell you I had a favorite, but they're all wonderful. They just all do a good job.
Yeah.
They always go the extra mile, which I always appreciate. And then the call tracking, that's just an info link on how the call tracking works. And let's see. Did those emails make it to you?
Let me see. Yeah. Dashboard. Find us for Google and Facebook Marketing. Thanks for your review. Oh, that's enough.
Awesome. Oh, I know what I was going to. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to mention one of the things that we'll probably put on your website, too, is a tool to help you gather Google reviews. Because definitely you want those good reviews showing up there, too.
Yeah, we always tell people, like have you seen on InkLife, we got a 5 rating on there. We always tell people to go and give us a review.
Absolutely.
Did you call
her?
Yeah. It's like she was literally with the turtle.
Okay, well, call her and ask her where she's at. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find my daughter.
She's like,
oh, I'm walking someone's
dog.
Oh,
my gosh.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. She's driving around like an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. I need you. Please come.
I have a 6-year-old. No, don't say that. I have a 6-year-old, and I have twins that are going to be 13.
Like,
oh, wow. Wow.
And my son is 22. I got all these pets, birds, businesses, fish. Now hang up the phone.
Well, you sound like me, a regular Ellie Mae with all the critters.
Either I'm going to have gray hair. Listen, get out of the car if you're going to talk on the phone. So either I'm going to have gray hair and be, like, old as hell, or they're going to keep me young, one of the two.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is somebody going to call me to do the website?
So actually what we'll do is let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. That's a call I'll call you, and we'll have your technician, whichever one it happens to be. And then, so we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I like to do it at your earliest convenience. So let's see. Tomorrow is actually looking pretty good. We've got...
Yeah, it's fine. Just hang up the phone. Go in front of Alyssa's house. I'll be there in 10 seconds. Get off the phone.
We're right up there.
Oh, yeah. The rate we're going through the grid here. Okay.
No worries.
Okay, sorry.
So we've got 10... what is that? Okay, 10, 11, noon, 1...
What, for tomorrow, you said?
Right. Would any of those work for you?
Yeah, anytime's fine.
Want to do 10?
Sure.
Perfect. Let me grab that. So I'm going to create that calendar.
What kind of phone number are they going to call from? Because
it'll come from our
my number.
Right, and it'll come from our 877 number. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going through like a divorce without being married. Like I'm dealing with something with my
ex
in our house still. And so I get all kinds of like people calling trying to buy the house. So I don't answer 800 numbers, but if I know that it's coming, I'll look for it.
Gotcha, gotcha. There we go. Okay. So I've got that calendar appointment made, and I'm sending a copy of it to you. It should come by email. And the subject line is goofy. It's local splash CIE. And when that makes it there, I'm going to have you open it up. And then there should be a...
Okay, I see
should
it.
Be,
yeah,
invitation. Yes, no.
Yeah. Where the hell is she? Tell her to turn the damn location on. Give me the phone. Where are you at, Rihanna? I'm getting pissed. Where are you at? You told me to come and get you. I'm driving around here like a retard. Where are you? Go forward. I'm at the end of the road. It's right or left. Put the location on the phone and send it to me. You'll go to our house. You're going to walk to our house. Okay, I'm here at Alyssa's. Hurry up. Goodbye. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Oh,
like,
wow.
So mean? I'm like, because...
Poor mom. Yeah, no doubt. Sometimes they can be. Sometimes they can be. That is for sure. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so hit yes on this. Is that what you're saying? Reply for Lewis? Okay.
Yes, please.
What is this for?
That is for... That's your calendar. That's your appointment for tomorrow at 10.
Calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Let me see if that updated over on this end. Perfect.
Right.
Thank you.
So,
I got it.
Okay.
And
should
then,
I download this new, it says new Google Calendar. Is that different than the one I have or something? Well, let me just download it and it'll tell me if
okay.
I have it or not.
Okay. And I honestly am not sure how that, if it maybe wants an update. Interesting.
Okay,
oh,
yeah, well, maybe Google Calendar is different because I have a Samsung. Maybe I have Samsung Calendar or something. I don't know.
Oh, could be. Could be. We were checking on whether or not Lewis's middle initial or middle name was on that credit card.
Yeah. I believe so. Let me check.
All these little details.
Yeah, I think he wants me to use, let me see, hold on. He's got Chase account, like, for every different business. I'm like, really? We couldn't just make one mutual. They all got to be different numbers. They all got to be different zip codes. It's a pain.
Okay, I bet.
So this one is Lewis Burt, B-U-R-T, Petrie.
Got it. Let me update that. Then make sure it all matches exactly.
Yeah, today I was ordering some jewelry for the tattoo shop. Literally, he had to try to run the card 5 different times. He had to do it because I didn't know what zip code, because I didn't know which shop.
Oh.
You know, card. So I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. All right. And let's go ahead and list your services. So we're going to say remodeling. Kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel,
yeah,
painting.
You can say like painting, drywall repair. I don't want to say installing, but you could just
okay.
You could do repair. You can do windows and doors.
Okay, got it.
And another big one is granite stone countertops, because that's like a big, big profitable one. I'm trying to like tell you all the ones that are bigger money than.
Perfect. So I'm going to do granite and stone countertops, and I also put handyman in there.
You can do flooring. Flooring.
Oh, nice. What about tile work? Looks like.
Yeah, we do tile, everything, backsplash, bathrooms, everything.
I'm going to say bathroom tile, kitchen tile, and I've got just tile in general.
Yeah.
Can we say light plumbing or light
carpet.
Electrical? Or carpet?
We can't do plumbing and electrical because we're not contractors.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
We can
no
do
worries.
Fences, decks, like outdoor gazebos, fencing, decking. What else? You know, and then like small handyman stuff, like hanging fans or like painting, you know, or hanging doors, new doors, or carpeting too. Pretty much anything. There's only a few that they don't let us get away with without getting fined. You know what I mean?
Right. And dumpster rental, too, we need to put in there.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was asking, if we could possibly do a separate one for that, or should we just do it all as one? I don't know.
I would, for economically, I would say let's do it all together, and we can advertise both, so, on Facebook. So,
yes. So we can do it as, like, clean-out hauling or, like, dumpster... I don't know what the other one is considered, like hauling and moving or something, but you know, it's an open trailer, so it's definitely not for moving furniture type stuff. It's only for garbage.
Okay. So can I say junk removal, construction cleanup?
Yeah, junk removal. I think construction cleanup is something different.
Okay. Any others that you can think of?
I mean, you did the countertops, you said?
Yeah. Oh, do you want me to list carpentry?
Yeah, carpet, wood, and vinyl install, like flooring.
Got it.
And then the windows, we can install new windows, which is a big thing. Like, my friend just got told she was going to be charged $66,000 to install double-paned windows in her house. We get it because we have to do so much business with building supply stuff that we get like almost 40% off at Lowe's. So the same thing that would cost somebody else $60,000 would only cost us, you know, $40,000 or whatever, you know, whatever.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's why we can offer cheaper prices, you know.
You bet. Okay, perfect. If you think of any others, we can always add them later, too. I mean, even if you think of something 2 weeks down the road that, oh, no, okay. Did we add that? Or let us know. We'll get it in there. And definitely, if you think of any others before your call tomorrow, we can catch them then, too.
Okay.
And then let's see. Checking my little checklist here, make sure I've got everything.
Can you put on there on the listing, like, can you put somewhere on there that he's a veteran? So it says, like, veteran owned on the listing, and then, you know, like, insured and bonded, or, like, fully licensed and insured, whatever wording it has to be, or is that, like, for the website later?
I'm going to make, I will make a note of that right now. So you said veteran owned and the other, licensed and insured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'm just going to put a note to highlight on the website. Perfect. And
so
then
with your free estimates, you know, like sometimes people like to hear that kind of stuff, like veteran-owned, free estimates, and, you know, like ask us about our discounts or whatever, you know what I mean? Just random
promotion. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. Absolutely. That needs to go on there. Okay, I got that. And then company name, 123 Renovations. Ampersand Dumpster Rentals. Have I got that right?
LLC.
Okay. And then are you at 13377 Drayton Drive, Spring Hill?
Yes, but we don't want to post it, right?
Exactly. That. And I'm going to make that note right now. DVP needed, yes. Home address, yes. Do not publish. Check. Perfect. Yeah, they're very particular about that. None of us really want other people to be able to look you just up on the internet and drive right to your house. This day and age, that can be scary. And then I've got
wondering about, like, since we don't have a website yet, like on the Google ad, are you just going to add that later, or
you know, we just got parts printed too. We should have waited so we could have printed the website on it.
Oh, well, so we'll get started with all of the programming. And one of the first things that we'll do is secure your domain name. So once we've got the domain name in hand, then we'll be able to put it in your Google business profile. You can use it on your business cards. So yeah, that'll be, we'll get the URL early on.
And it will be a .com you send?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, let's see. And then I've got an optional item for you guys. It's our Splash app. There's no additional charge for it. The app itself is technically still in beta, but it's about 6 months in. It's doing really well. So it's an app that you could download from the Play Store, downloads onto your existing cell phone. And the app itself would have its own unique phone number that's local to you. And what most of our clients will use it for is one of a couple of things, either keeping business line and personal line separate but still on the same cell phone. So if you wanted to make, for example, a business call, you'd go into the app and dial from there. And likewise, you could give that number to your customers and they can call you on that number. Now, another cool thing that the Splash app does is it records and logs all of your calls for you. So you can, let's say you've got to take a call from a potential new client, but you've got your hands full of something and you can't take down the info. You can go through the call, ask them all the questions you need to, location, what they need, and so on, and confirm everything with them. And then later go back and listen to the recording so that you can pull out all of the information you needed. So just a couple things that it does. Is that something, something else actually that it's kind of nice for too. You can have unlimited phone numbers on your account. Same thing. So let's say, you hire Joe Dirt, one of your employees, and he can install the app on his phone. He'd have his own unique number, and presumably that would be the number you'd want him to give your clients if they needed to reach him directly. But at the same time, if you ever have to fire Joe down the road, you would want to cut off contact between him and your other employees and him and your clients. All you'd have to do is let us know that you need his line cut off, you're letting him go, or you did let him go. We can cut his access immediately. So
okay.
Couple cool things that it does.
Okay, hang on just 1 second. Yes. Can I get two hot sausage, one large Coke, and chicken? And the code is 2900 for the chicken.
I'm sorry, it was 2900?
00.
Alright,
I'll get a large Coke too for Sunday, so I'm Carmel
Sunday,
and that makes chicken, anything else? No, that's it. Alright, it's what'll come out too, and 93. Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. What? Said you didn't want anything.
Oh, no. You can have some drink.
I got a Coke.
Sorry.
Are you there?
I heard hot fudge.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Like, sounds good.
All the kids are sick. All of them have a sore throat, and they're sick right now.
So
get some ice cream.
Yeah, that'll definitely help. Okay, let's. What was the verdict on the Splash app? Is that something you guys are interested in or no?
I mean, maybe, but, like, right now we already have a designated phone for work, you know, like a business phone.
Okay.
So I don't think we could do that, but maybe for the employees. Can I add a sweet tea? I'm sorry. Can I add a large sweet tea? Yeah, so, but what
Why
that
don't...
number would ring to that other person's phone? Is that what you mean? Like, how would we...
Right.
That to ring?
So... Your phone, let's just say the 5586 number, would have the app on it with its own unique phone number if you wanted. But Joe's could also have his own number in the same app. So his number would be different than the number that's on your app. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you
know what?
Have the app downloaded or something to be able to do it like through that?
Yep, exactly. So let me do this. I'm gonna show you as a maybe on the app, and I'm gonna text you the link for it. If you decide you want it, so because it's in beta technically, and with our programmers yet, and it hasn't moved over to customer service, they're asking everybody to fill out an application. And it's not an application as in you might be declined. It's just our vehicle for getting your information over to the programming department so that they can get you on the app. Okay. So I texted that to you. And let's see. Do you prefer for us to contact you? Phone, text, or email?
Phone or text is fine, either one.
Gotcha. And then what do we want to show for your hours of operation?
The hours we work, probably 6 to 7 o'clock, but the hours, like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to list it as like, a 24-hour business, because that just looks weird.
Yeah.
You could put like 8 to 8 or something, you know, whatever, something like that would be fine. We don't mind. We get phone calls all day and night.
Okay. And you want to say Monday through Friday? That gives you the option to not answer on Saturday if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then another optional item, no additional charge. Do you want us to add payment integration to the website? So PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo.
Personally, so I mean,
okay.
I think it should be all right. We're even going to start offering financing, but
it's
not quite done yet. So once it's done, I'll be able to have that put on there too.
Well, do you want the payment integration then on the website so you can just send people there to pay you through those apps?
Through the website we're going to have, or through y'all's website?
Through your website.
Yeah, I mean, if we're if once it's up and running, yeah.
All right, perfect. And then let's see. So I need to have you. I got all those texts over. Perfect. So let's go ahead and set up your security question and answer. So we set this system up because of all the fakes and the scammers that are out there. And a lot of times when they call, it's kind of vague. For example, one of my clients called just a couple of days ago, and he was happy. But someone had called him and said, I see you just came online. We need $200 in order for your website to do blah-de-da-da, whatever. He didn't know who it was. So he threw out the challenge question, and of course they couldn't answer it. So it tipped him off that it was a scammer. But if you're ever in doubt, ask the security question and demand the answer. If they can't give you the answer, it's not us.
Okay.
And something that you need to know about us, we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if somebody's calling you asking for money, 99.9.5% chance it's not us. So I would throw that question out. And even if somebody from Local Splash calls and says, this is Moises from Local Splash, doesn't hurt to ask the security question. We're not going to be offended. So,
No. Go ahead.
We've got three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name?
City, Chicago.
No kidding. Are you a Bears fan?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. So are we. Live in Colorado, but I was born and raised in Wisconsin, and my husband in North Dakota.
Yeah.
But we're Bears fans. I can't.
We were just talking about going there.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. Yep. I lived about 30 minutes from the Dells.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's funny. I've never been a Packers fan. I can't stand them.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of grief because the entire rest of my family are, of course, Packers fans. Die hard with all their gear and everything. It's kind of funny. And so when we lived in Wisconsin, I always had my husband had his Bears flag flying all the time. And I found it was a yard sign, I guess, that was Bears. And
yeah.
Of course, I had that up all the time too. And it used to make people so mad. It was funny.
I got my Bears Crocs. We got matching Crocs. And of course, every single thing that Lewis wears, if it's not an Ink Life shirt that he made for his business or one of his business shirts, it's a Bears or White Sox. Everything. Socks.
Love
shoes,
it.
He's bought me like earrings, White Sox. He's even got a watch. A watch that we just ordered from Invicta.
Oh.
We went to a game in Texas recently to the White Sox. We went to the playoffs, actually.
Awesome.
Year. So, he's definitely a sports fanatic, and that's his team, and I'm from Chicago, both of us. So it's kind of cool. I mean, I've lived in Florida since I was, my whole life, pretty much. I just would go to Chicago on the summers to visit family, and, so, of course, everyone here is, a Bucks fan.
Oh,
oh wow. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Sounded like something went.
Oh my god. Lewis just bought a brand new truck. I'm talking about the GMC diesel 2500 Super Duty $80,000 truck, and I just dumped a Coke all over the front. He's gonna freaking kill me.
Oops.
I went to hit my brakes at the stop sign and the Coke fell out of a couple. Oh my god.
Rachel, I hate to do this, but our phone system times us out after we've been on the phone for an hour. It's ridiculous. We've got about 3 minutes before the rude voice comes and kicks us off. Could we disconnect and I'll call you right? I'll call you right back. That way we don't get disconnected in the middle. That works?
Okay. Can you give me 2 minutes so I can clean this up? I'm just pulling back into my house right now.
You got it, hon. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye.